This episode covers how to reconnect after a fight, so she wants to be close again. You apologized. She accepted it. And now the two of you are circling each other, being careful, and somehow the distance feels worse than the fight did. That gap between apology and actual closeness is what this episode covers. And by the end, you'll have 5 word-for-word scripts, a sequence that works, and a clear picture of what progress actually looks like. Most men figure they know how to reconnect after a fight. Say you're sorry, give her some space, and wait for things to go back to normal. The problem is that strategy ends the argument without actually closing the distance. You can do everything technically right and still find yourself lying awake next to someone who feels 1,000 miles away. Here's what's actually happening. When you think the repair is done, but it isn't. An apology is a white flag. It signals that you want to stop fighting. What it doesn't signal is that you understand what happened, that you've registered her experience of it, or that you're genuinely with her right now. Those are the things that create closeness. And most men skip all 3. The typical post-fight pattern goes like this. You apologize, she accepts, and then both of you go quiet because the air still feels thick, and neither of you knows how to break through it. You interpret her quiet as evidence that things are fine. She interprets your quiet as evidence that you've moved on and don't think there's anything left to address. You're both wrong about each other, and neither of you says so. What she's actually waiting for in those quiet hours isn't more words about the fight. She's waiting for a signal that you're still oriented toward her, that you notice the impact, that the argument didn't make you retreat into your own head and stay there. The gap between verbal repair and physical reconnection is where long-term relationships quietly erode. Not in the fights themselves, in the unaddressed silences that follow. So let's look at what makes that gap worse. Because there are 4 things men reliably do after a fight that feel reasonable and make things harder. The first is trying to act normal too quickly. You make a joke. You suggest watching something together. You ask if she wants a cup of tea. All of this is a signal that you want the tension gone, which she reads as you wanting her to act okay before she actually feels okay. The faster you push for normal, the more she pulls back from it. The second is checking in to see if she's still mad. Are we good? Is not a repair move. It's an anxiety check. You're not asking how she is. You're asking how much danger you're still in. She knows the difference. The third is going back over your side of it. Once the fight is nominally over, relitigating your position signals that the apology was conditional. Even if you have genuinely valid points, re-raising them in the first 24 hours reads as unwillingness to sit with accountability. The fourth is waiting for her to come to you. Some men pull back after a fight and wait for her to initiate reconnection, figuring that giving her space is respectful. Occasionally, it is. More often, your withdrawal reads as indifference. She needed you to move toward her first, and you didn't. Now here's what real repair actually looks like, and it has a structure to it, not a rigid script, but a sequence. Step 1, acknowledge the impact, not just the act. There's a difference between, I'm sorry I raised my voice, and I can see that being talked to like that hurt you, is about what you did. The other is about what she experienced. She needs to hear that you've registered the second one. Step 2, name your part without negotiating credit. Own your specific piece in it, fully, without immediately adding context or balance. I got defensive when you brought it up, and I made it harder instead of easier. Full stop. Don't add, but I was also frustrated because the but cancels everything before it. Step 3. Ask one question and actually wait. After you've owned your piece, ask her one question about her experience and then stay quiet for the full answer. Not, are you okay? Which is easy to deflect. Something more specific. Is there a part of it that still feels unresolved for you? Then listen to the answer without planning your response. Step 4. Make one low-key physical gesture with no agenda. Before the conversation ends, offer some form of physical contact that has nothing tied to it. Put a hand on her shoulder as you walk past. Sit close enough that your arms touch. These small gestures are not overtures. They're just presents. Step 5. Check-in the next day. The day after check-in is what separates genuine repair from conflict management. A single low-pressure sentence, "I've been thinking about what you said yesterday," tells her the conversation mattered enough that it stayed with you. Now, let's get into the actual words. Script 1. The same day repair. Your scenario. A few hours after the fight ended, after the apology has been said, when you want to actually talk without restarting the argument. Say this. "I wanted to check in properly. Not about the fight being over. I know you said we're okay. I just want to make sure you're actually okay." Just breathe for a moment before you carry on. "I was thinking about how it felt from your side, and I think I understand why it went the way it did. I got defensive and that made it harder. That's on me." Why it works. You're distinguishing between conflict resolution and emotional connection. She hears that you want the second thing. Not just confirmation that the first one is closed. Script 2. When she goes quiet after accepting your apology. Your scenario. She said, "It's okay, but something is still off, and she's not moving toward you." Say this. "You seem a little distant, and I don't want to assume I know what that means. Is there something still sitting with you? Wait here, and do not fill the silence." If she says no, say this. "Okay. I just wanted you to know I'm here if something comes up. I'm not trying to rehash anything. I just don't want there to be anything between us that we're not saying." Script 3. Moving toward physical closeness. Your scenario. The verbal repair has gone reasonably well, but the physical warmth hasn't returned yet. Say this. "Come here for a second. Sit next to her. Put your arm around her." No more words for at least 30 seconds. "I just wanted to be close. Nothing else." Why it works. You're removing every possible interpretation, except, "I want to be near you." There's no request attached, no expectation. Physical closeness after a fight almost always needs to start exactly here. Presence without pressure. Script 4. When your first attempt doesn't work. Your scenario. You tried to reconnect. She wasn't ready. And now you're not sure whether to try again or pull back. Say this. "I don't think that conversation went the way either of us wanted it to. Take a second before you carry on, so it has time to land. I'm not trying to fix it right now. I just want you to know I'm not done. I'm still here, and I still want to get back to us." Why it works. "I'm not done" is one of the most useful things you can say after a failed repair attempt. It signals that you're not retreating, but also that you're not pushing. Script 5. The day after check-in. Your scenario. The fight was yesterday. Things feel roughly okay, but not back to warm. Say this. "Hey, I've been thinking about what you said yesterday." Just pause and take a breath. Let her respond. "I don't need to go back over it. I just wanted you to know it stayed with me." Why it works. After a fight, most partners watch to see whether the warmth lasts 24 hours or evaporates overnight. This single check-in tells her that what she shared had real weight with you. Different men freeze for different reasons. And here's how to adjust based on the pattern you recognize in yourself. If you're a connector, your instinct after a fight is to smooth things over quickly. A joke, a gesture, something to dissolve the tension. That impulse will work against you here. Go slower than feels comfortable. Let there be silence. The discomfort you feel when things are unresolved is not an emergency you need to fix immediately. Ask yourself, "What is my default move when the tension gets uncomfortable? I make a joke or offer to do something together to break it." That discomfort is not a signal to act. It's just a feeling. Sit in it a little longer. If you're a defender, the hardest part is step 2. owning your piece without adding the but. You will feel a genuine pull to add context. Resist it. Try this. Own your part fully. Then consciously pause for 5 seconds before saying anything else. Ask yourself, what usually comes out of your mouth right after "I'm sorry"? But you also said some things that weren't fair. That 5-second pause will do more work than any explanation. If you're an escalator, after a fight, your nervous system is still running hot, even when the fight is technically over. That residual energy often reads as unresolved anger to your partner, even if you feel like you've calmed down. Before any of these scripts, give yourself a genuine cool-down window, at least an hour, ideally two. Ask yourself, how long does it usually take you to actually feel settled after a fight? Maybe 20 minutes, but I'm probably wrong about that. Come back at about half the volume and pace that feels natural to you. If you're a withdrawer, you probably retreated after the fight, which means she's had hours of silence to interpret however she wants. That silence almost certainly didn't read as giving her space. Coming back in with script one is especially important for you, even when it feels too soon. Ask yourself, what did your silence mean to you? And what did it probably mean to her? To me, it meant I needed time. To her, it probably meant I was done. A simple, "I need some time to think, but I'm coming back to this," said out loud before you retreat will dramatically shorten the time it takes to reconnect. The other side of this is accounting for how she tends to respond. If she tends to push harder when she's feeling disconnected, her intensity after a fight is a bid for connection, not an attack. Don't match it, and don't back away from it. Respond with steady, low-volume presence. Script 2 was written specifically for moments like this. If she tends to go quiet after previous attempts haven't worked, she's protecting herself from another failed repair by not expecting much from this one. Use script 5 as your re-entry point. Keep it genuinely low pressure. Consistency over time is what breaks this particular pattern. If she tends to need space and independence after conflict, she won't soften under pressure, and closeness offered too quickly will feel like a demand. Give her the actual space, but don't go silent entirely. "I'm here when you're ready," said once, without follow-up pressure, is enough. If she tends to pull back while you're the one reaching out, lower your bid intensity significantly. One quiet check-in per day, maximum. Script 4 is your move. Say it, then genuinely back off for at least 24 hours. Now let's cover what to do when a reconnection attempt doesn't go the way you planned. If she gets defensive when you try to repair, don't defend and don't redirect. Say this: "I'm not trying to reopen the fight. I just wanted to check in on you. We can talk about the specifics again if that would help." Then wait. If she says she's fine but clearly isn't, don't push past a fine. Accept it briefly, then leave the door open. "Okay. I just want you to know I'm paying attention and I'm here if that changes." Then drop it for the rest of that evening. If 2 or 3 days pass and it still feels off, the most useful move is a calm, direct question. "I feel like there's something still sitting between us and I can't quite name it. Am I wrong?" Then stay in the conversation long enough for an honest answer. Just getting it named is enough for one day. Here's what this actually opens up when repair is done well. When you own your part fully, stay with her experience, and follow through the next day, something specific happens. Her shoulders come down. Her eye contact changes. She moves slightly closer than necessary when she sits near you. None of that is guaranteed to happen on a timeline you control, but it happens reliably when she feels genuinely seen in the aftermath of a fight, rather than managed, appeased, or rushed back to normal. Physical reconnection after conflict follows emotional reconnection. You can't shortcut the sequence. What creates closeness is showing up the same way 2 days later as you did in the repair conversation. Consistent follow-through over 48 to 72 hours is worth more than any single conversation. When she trusts that your repair efforts are real and will hold, physical and emotional intimacy become available again, not as a transaction, but as a natural return to the warmth that was there before. A few things that get in the way. Worth naming quickly. Apologizing performatively. A long, detailed apology can feel like a bid for credit rather than genuine accountability. Keep it specific and short. Making physical reconnection a test. If you reach toward her and she's not ready, don't pull away sharply or go cold. Bringing in past fights. Once a fight is over, past fights stay out of the repair conversation. Expecting the same timeline every time. Some fights repair in 2 hours, others take 3 days. And interpreting her pace as punishment. She's just not ready yet. The more you interpret her pace as punishment, the longer everything takes. You read the whole thing. And that already puts you ahead of where most men are the day after a fight. Before the next 24 hours are up, try one thing. When you see her today, say her name before you say anything else. Just her name, and then a pause. It's a small signal that says you're with her. The warmth you're trying to get back to doesn't require a perfect conversation. It just requires you to keep showing up. If you want to go deeper on this, you'll find the links right in the guide where you got this audio, or head to the Two-Way Intimacy Library page and look for the same title. The full guide, playbook, and checklist are all available as free PDF downloads. The playbook walks you through the key steps in a format you can work through on your own. The checklist gives you a quick reference you can come back to before a conversation. I hope this helps.